Let's have a look now at ISA number 230 on documentation. What's this one about? Well, it's about the documentation and the quality of the documents that need to be kept when you perform your audit. It sounds a little bit bland, this one, doesn't it? Well, yes, it does, but it's very important. It's very important that you have the documentation that allows other people to scrutinise your work and make sure you've done your work properly. At the end of the day, the auditor doesn't want to leave themselves open to allegations that they haven't carried out their work properly and professionally. So what are the rules on documentation? Well, first of all, the standard states that the documentation must provide sufficient and appropriate record of the basis for the report that the auditor is making. Secondly, that the documentation provides evidence of compliance with ISAs, with regulation, and with legislation. And lastly, and this is the key thing, this is the most important bit, that the documentation is sufficient to allow an experienced, unconnected auditor to understand what you've done. That's interesting, isn't it? It's not saying that your documentation has to be good enough for a layperson to understand. Your documentation simply has to be good enough to allow an experienced but unconnected auditor to understand the work that you've done. Okay, ISA 230 has a further list of detailed requirements for your documentation. Here it is. The documentation must specify which items have been tested. So, for example, if you've tested a series of invoices, you give the invoice numbers of the selected items. Next, you must document discussions on significant items. You must identify the preparers and reviewers of the documentation and give dates that the documentation was both prepared and reviewed. The file itself must be assembled on a timely basis. The preference would be that your document is assembled as you go through the audit. Once you finish the audit, the file must be kept for a minimum period of 5 years. And lastly, your file, in general terms, must not be added to and must not have parts deleted after it has been completed. And that's ISA 230 on audit documentation.